Farmers are seeing their creativity pay off when it comes to planting cover crops. Hello, I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, brought to you by Ram Trucks. Plow through the snow this holiday season with the power and durability of a Ram truck. Ram Trucks, built to serve. University of Wisconsin Ag agent Ken Schrader talks about possible management changes, and he'll also explain how one farmer had good results when it was too wet to plant cover crops using traditional equipment. Next on Managing for Profit. Ken Schrader is an extension ag agent in central Wisconsin, where the 2018 growing season went from extremely wet in the spring to dry during midsummer and back to extreme wetness in the late summer and fall. And during a recent field tour, he explained how a farmer dealt with planting cover crops over soybeans on wet ground.
In mid-September, he went in with his four-wheeler and a broadcast spreader on the back of that, and he broadcast cereal rye over the top. He went up and down the field at about 3 bushel to the acre. This was at the point when the soybeans are just starting to senesce. The leaves are turning yellow, getting ready to start to fall off. The canopy is just starting to open up, so we put the seed down. We get some moisture. We had good rains this fall. Obviously, he had a challenge to fit the window when he could get out there and carry, but with that small four-wheeler, you know, it worked out pretty good.
Schrader tells Brownfield the rye grass planted in mid-September was able to reach 6 to 8 inches before the late October freeze. And he says what works best varies from farm to farm and with what crop is planted. Schrader also says planting cover sooner is better, and he would not be surprised to see future changes in corn management to accommodate cover crops.
I think as we get more comfortable with the value of having a cover crop out there, when we understand, and we do understand this, but to get the farmer to get it out there and work with it and see for themselves that this is really important from a soil health standpoint, from keeping that soil and nutrients in place, we will start seeing farmers that are going to think about, well, okay, I've got a corn silage crop. I can pick a little bit shorter maturing corn silage variety and yet get very similar yields to if I had a later variety. So that allows me to do a better job of establishing covers. The same with soybeans. Farm we're on today, he plants a shorter maturing soybean variety so that he has an opportunity to get that crop off early, get out there and establish that cover crop.
Besides the silage, what about corn for grain farmers? Should they do the same?
They could certainly look at that. If they're going to grow a grain variety that's 85 day versus 95 to 100 day, that could potentially open up a window to be able to get out there. It really does get tough when we're doing corn for grain, but if we can go with a little bit shorter maturity, maybe it'll open up a little bit of window there.
I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, brought to you by Ram Trucks, built to serve.